So I want to share with you some work that we've done, and I'm going to present this to our faculty and kind of see what they think about it. I talked about the fact that we have an interest in general medical oncology. One of the things we've been trying to do is come up with algorithms where we think we can find them based on how investigators treat patients. We did a poster last year at the ISLAC lung meeting where we put out this model for lung cancer with 22 subsets based on PD-1 levels, histology, and of course, the 7 genomic factors. So gentlemen, I'm going to propose to you, my own primitive thoughts is from listening to you and surveying your investigators, what I think might be a taxonomy for at least incurable metastatic colorectal cancer. And to do that, I want to just briefly show you the results of a survey that both of you participated in. 25 GI cancer investigators, only two of which were ex-US, and we ran these cases by them. So, young patient, left-sided lesion, RAS mutant, pretty straightforward. RAS mutant in general, I think the algorithm is pretty straightforward. Certainly EGFR antibodies are not going to be part of that. But then when we asked the audience this question that we also asked this panel 25, what about the patient, microsatellite stable, pan-RAS wild type, who has a left-sided lesion and is clinically stable? And of course, one of the key questions we were interested in is what kind of biologic they would use. This audience is pretty split between Bev and an EGFR antibody in this clinical situation. When we asked our 25 investigators, both about first-line therapy as well as second-line therapy, we really saw three different strategies play out. There were some investigators, again, this is left-sided RAS wild type, who sort of stick with the chemo Bev and then Bev on progression. There was another, maybe third, of investigators who use EGFR antibody chemo first line. And then there was a third subset who used EGFR antibody second line for these clinically stable patients. Then we asked the audience, we said, well, suppose the patient needs a response and looks just sort of globally that maybe there's a little bit of a shift in the audience, but not too much towards EGFR antibodies. In the investigators, we saw a significant shift in this patient who requires a response towards EGFR antibodies. We asked also the audience about a patient with a left-sided lesion who gets FOLFOX-BEV first line, and by far and away the audience would, at least this audience, would go with the EGFR antibody when chemo second line. So I think, Eric, this is where it leads, at least in my simple mind, trying to distill this out for docs who have a million things, you know, three different PARP inhibitors and ovarian cancer, et cetera, to deal with, that maybe from a practical therapeutic point of view, an incurable metastatic colorectal cancer, they're kind of six subsets, but obviously mutant disease separately, pan-RAS wild type, right-sided, left-sided, and then with these three markers. Eric, do you buy into this? At least preliminary subsetting.
Yeah, I think it's important that we look into these factors, and I think in big it looks very good. We have a couple of classes, and what is relevant is that we look into the RAS status, the BRAF status, MSI, MSS, and HER2, if you want to look in some of the markers. And then to take into account also the site and the so these aspects are taken into account. Where we can still discuss a little bit is the place of the checkpoint inhibitors and therefore the MSI high, because there may be some overlap also. Some mutant patients may also be some MSI high in this regard. So there we may have to think. But in general, it's a very good algorithm, and it's very relevant for the clinical thinking.